I don't know where you stay, you might stay there before.
Huh?
I see a lot of stay there before, I don't know.
Some apartment buildings have a man that does, that stays around and does the, you know, fixes the plumbing or, you know, electricity, you know, does repairs like that. What would you call that person? Who would you call it? Say if your sink got stopped up, who would you call?
The plumber.
Is there anyone here with the apartments that you could call?
Oh, no, no, they'll come and stop them. Sign at the office.
Uh-huh. What do you call those people at the office?
I don't know. It's the office, and that's all I know. They can pick them up anything that's broken in the apartments.
And sometimes in apartments they'll have one person who lives there who will take care of the, sort of take, gets free rent for taking care of the apartments, you know, to, you know, listen to people's complaints and everything, does a little bit of repairs. What would you call a person like that?
I don't know.
Apartment manager.
What?
Apartment manager.
Apartment manager. Did you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
And what sort of things would you use for working with the, keeping the yard in shape? What different tools would people use?
Lawnmower.
Okay. What do you call the one that didn't have any gas in it or anything, that you just push by hand?
That's called all of the lawnmower. That's all of the ones that have got gas. I call all of them the lawnmower.
What do you call the ones that you can sit on and ride?
That's what I'm supposed to sit on. I'm sitting on ride. They're cutting grass out there.
Uh-huh.
Not in the yard, but out there in the street, you know. I don't know what they call them.
What do you call the thing that you use to break up the ground with?
Broom, a rake.
Okay, what do you mean a rake? What does that look like?
Well, the little thing, a lot of things goes in the old mud wire there and you just rake with it.
You rake up leaves with it?
You can rake up anything.
What do you call the one that's real hard that you scratch the soil with?
I just call all of them a rake.
And something that you could cut a bush or something with, trim a hedge with?
That's a... That's what they call that thing. Well, that's not.
Head snippers.
What?
Head snippers.
So I don't know what it is.
What do you call the thing that you use? It's kind of like a plow. It does the same thing, only it's operated by gas.
Operated by gas?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What's the thing that you use for digging a little hole in the ground for planting?
A hole?
Or it's small. You can hold it in your hands.
Yeah, a hole.
Or smaller than that. It's only about this long. Less than 12 inches.
I don't know what that is then.
What's something that's got little teeth on it that you hold in your hand? And you can break the... Like you'd use if you had a flower garden or something.
I don't know what that is.
And what would you use to cut up firewood with?
An axe.
What kind of saw could you use?
A hand saw.
What about the one that's run by gasoline?
I ain't never seen that. Never heard of it.
The steam saw that run by gasoline, you used to have to come cut up our car wood.